rainbows and bow ties. Okay, I'm sitting on my porch. My apologies for all the shenanigans. It's raining outside, and I'm hoping I can do this in about 10 to 15 minutes. I'll be a few minutes late. We're going to do online church today because that's just how we get down right now. So look, you know, you see the title, Unveiling Complexion Bias, Light-Skinned Black Women and Colorism. So there's a few things I wanted to say about this because, like I mentioned in one of my lives yesterday, I don't typically talk about colorism unless everyone is in the room. But after thinking about it, I do have a few things I want to say. So these are some of the things I wanted to say, and then I'm going to end this and allow for people to leave whatever comments they want to leave. Let's just say this. I'm going to talk about a few things. First, there's a reason why a lot of times you'll find that many fair-skinned, light-skinned people don't speak up on colorism topics. And I think what happens is, for one, I feel like, in my opinion, many people in the community, okay, I have one foot getting wet out here. many people in the community are really dismissive, okay? And there is no place where people, where everyone can chime in and voice concerns, criticisms, solutions, any sort of experiences. Between, I think when you see, like, first of all, there are some people who are pushed in and out of blackness. You have some people who are pushed in and out of what's considered black enough. Okay. It, like, the whole thing is, and we understand why, it's the effect of colonialism and that type of thing and all of the mixing of the races. But I think what happens is when you have a group of people who are being dismissed in providing real commentary, maybe real insight, you know, you have people who have been hurt on both sides, and it's so hard to bridge the gap. And what happens is when a group of people have not maybe experienced the negative side of the people who have not experienced colorism, but maybe have benefited from it. I think people don't want to hear from them, but I think in order to move forward, there has to be dialogue, right? So that everybody can gain understanding. So if communication is one way and you don't allow for people to say, look, how can we support? Because not everybody has the answer. Not everybody knows. I think it's very unhelpful. Now, let me just say this. The reason why I decided to share a couple of thoughts on this was simply because you see a lot of this stuff, at least in my feed, like I get a lot of colorism stuff and weird old man stuff, and I'm desperately trying to change my algorithm. And I get, like, the stuff I want in my algorithm is stuff on, like, lions, sports, maybe something in relation to travel or something like that. But for whatever reason, YouTube loves recommending the same types of black content, which is so irritating. But by virtue of seeing this and all the relationship stuff where, like, the whole gender war thing, I'm tired of talking about that. But I noticed that there's that thread, that undergirding thing of colorism. And, you know, several years back, I was foolish enough to think that many of us were moving past some of this, but I was the fool. Shame on me, because I was impacted by someone else's negative experiences. Okay. So people were, sorry, you see me, my old lady robe, on. I love this robe. It's got clouds and everything. So after going through this, and people pulled me aside and they talked about why this individual or set of individuals were behaving the way they were behaving, I was like, okay. They were like, you're going to have to see it for what it is. I'm like, I shouldn't have to. They were like, I know, but it is what it is. And I was like, well, see, I want to raise this, but my situation is so, broken. It's just going to fall down. All right. So my situation was such that, look, it's already starting to, it doesn't matter. Anyway, my situation was such that I was forced to just chalk it up. I was like, no, I don't have to chalk up someone's bad behavior. Anyway, let's move on. I think what happens is you don't see too many people speaking up or anything like that. It's because everyone, it's been a very, I think people are concerned about being dismissed, and many people will dismiss what you have to say. That is true. I'm going to move on to something else too. I think people get frustrated because, like, you know, they don't want to discuss. I think a lot of times, this is my opinion, many people who are fair skinned don't necessarily believe everything is a colorist interaction. I will say, for example, sometimes I think people are just jerks. It doesn't necessarily mean, oh, this is colorism. And this goes back to being dismissive. And so what happens is people will try to say, oh, see, this is just appalling. This is so tacky. People will say, oh, see, this is why you shouldn't be talking. And I'm like, wait a second. People should be allowed to question or to challenge, right? But everything isn't necessarily a colorist interaction. And a lot of people don't want to hear it because what happens is people want to validate their experiences by saying, oh, the reason why X, Y, Z is because of colorism. And sometimes it's not that. And I don't want to bring out too many specifics because I need to run through this. But so what happens is everything you say, they're going to want to invalidate it. All right. I've seen instances where, for example, I'm so sorry that I have to keep doing this. I've seen instances, for example, someone, this was years ago, there was a woman who felt like she wasn't getting any play at the bar or something. And a lot of it had to do with her attitude was so poor. I watched these individuals come up and try to talk to her, and she was just so nasty and stank. I'm like, I wouldn't want to talk to you either. But in her mind, that was more, oh, this is colorism. I'm like, no, you're being a, you know what, that rhymes with itch. Okay. And so people just didn't even want to interact. They were like, okay, I can't get anywhere. Like, they were just trying to make small talk. And the thing was, this particular person, I think thought that, well, you should always feel positive about yourself, right? But I think in her mind, she felt as if I am God's gift. And you should think it's your God's gift, but these people were just looking at it like, no, like, I'm just trying to have a conversation. And I shouldn't have to jump through hoops. And so what happens is those things will get turned into people only want to talk to you because X, Y, and Z. I'm like, no, you are just not a nice person. And so they will, there are people who will invalidate your interactions. They will invalidate your thoughts and things. And they'll want to say, oh, it's because of X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, it's literally not. So that's the reason why you'll see a lot of people who aren't fair. They don't necessarily want to speak up because those things will get invalidated and they will be dismissed. I'll say a few other things. I think there's a lot of people who do have some sort of guilt. You know, like how, like, when white people have white guilt, I do think some people have guilt. Let me just say this. I don't have guilt for being born the way I'm born. I have responsibility to make sure that, you know, people are being treated fair and you want to use certain sets of privileges and things for good. Like, white people who have white guilt, I don't get that. I'm like, you shouldn't have white guilt. You should say, okay, wait a second. Let's make sure that we even the playing field. And it's hard to give up privileges. Let's be clear. The point I'm getting at is there are people who walk around feeling guilty. So then what they'll do is they will try to validate every interaction with people who may be darker skinned than them and say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, no, you don't have to validate every interaction and you don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to bend over backwards. You just need to treat people like people and be aware that things are going on. But I'm just kind of like, every interaction does not have to be validated. Every interaction does not have to be this overcorrection. It doesn't. I've seen some things. You've got people who I think are concerned about where they fall. You know, I think oftentimes people are concerned about what they can and cannot claim or whatever. I don't know. I don't worry about those things. I just try to treat people the way I want to treat people. You know what the interesting thing is? I've had relationships with everybody until you cross me. I've had relationships with everybody until you cross me. And then after that, I'm like, okay. I just try to, you know, show everybody a certain level of respect. Like I said, me growing up, I didn't really think too much about that type of stuff. I became more aware of it when I left home. And then people always want to call out, even like when they reference me, like, man, you are so X, Y, and Z. Like, girl, you need to get some stuff. I'm like, why are you concerned about me? Like, I don't reference everybody's skin tone unless I say, hey, you have a nice tan. Like, this is in reference to, like, you go when you come back, oh, your tan is tanning. But I'm just not caught up. I don't really care that much, to be honest. But I'm also in a situation that I don't really have to care about it, I guess. I don't know. What you see right now is me sitting out here on my porch. I got bags under my eyes. Look at this. Look at this, the whole situation. Got bags under my eyes. This is not good lighting. It is what it is. Let's move on. So I'll say you'll find that many people who are deemed to be fair or light or whatever it is. I'm not sure if you guys can hear the cars coming back in my neighborhood or whatever. Hopefully my earbud is filtering some of that out. I think a lot of people are not willing to go out of their way to actively fight against it. I think simply because, stemming back to what I've mentioned or alluded to yesterday, a lot of people don't necessarily want to give up their privileges either. It's not so much that they want people to be treated poorly. I think many people just don't want to give up something that is deemed to be good, and especially if you're a light-skinned Black person. See, I'm more focused on the Black people, by the way. I'm not focused on those in Asia, like the Indians or the Koreans or anything like that, right? Because they have their own communities that they have to work through. I'm concerned about Black women in particular, especially here in the United States. I say this because already, like I said, you have a group of people who don't feel like they are seen unless it's via some negative stereotype. I think the last thing they want to do is give up any sort of, I don't know, perceived privilege or advantage, especially when you don't believe that you have beauty, opportunity, access, whatever. So you'll find a lot of people who will not actively fight against it because they are preferred, hence preferences. You know what I mean? They are preferred, right? And so it's so much easier for them to, I think, play into that, or at least not disavow that. They don't necessarily speak out against it. So that's one of the reasons why I think, you know, when you are enjoying those sets of privileges, it's really difficult. Who wants to not be preferred? Right? And we just say this, for example, white people who have privileges, a lot of people make it sound like privileges are bad. I don't believe privileges are bad. I just think that when you know you have them, you need to be cognizant of it and try to be mindful and, you know, help others. But privilege in itself is not bad. We just have to call it. We have to name it, right? You've got to name it. Anyway, so I would say this. Another reason why you don't see people who are fair-skinned speak out against colorism is, honestly, it's just a lot of pressure. You have pressure on both sides. Like I said, you want to be able to move throughout society, but in the same token, you don't want to be tagged within your community, right? So, you know, and then what happens is when you speak out against it, there's responsibility that comes with it. And people don't necessarily want to take on that responsibility. I know I don't. I mean, but, you know, you do the best you can. Like, if I hear it or if I see something, I will say something, but I don't go actively campaign, you know, like, we need to eradicate. No, I don't do that. But if it's there, I'm like, okay, we should probably talk about this for a second. We have to name it, right? But yeah, people don't want to do that because there's a lot of pressure. When you know better, then there's the expectation that you're going to do better. So it's kind of like, if you don't discuss it, you don't represent, you don't bring it up, it's kind of like one of those, it's like that thing over there, that elephant that's in the room that nobody wants to talk about. Okay. All right. Another reason is I do believe there are people who have a subconscious blind spot. I will say this, as I said yesterday, I didn't really become, it's not like I've never heard comments before when I was a child, but it was more prevalent when I went to college and post when I left college. And then when I started talking to people who didn't look like me, when they really were honest and I would hear some of the things they said, it wasn't necessarily bad, but I find that actually people who don't look like me, they like a variety, even though they're going to be those darker skinned black people who think that people only want fair skinned black people. But in my experience, now look, I don't speak for all men, but I can only go by what has been shared with me. I don't think that's true. There are some that want that, but there's some who want dark skinned women too. But I think what it is you have a lot of people with these blind spots. A lot of it, I think, from the light side, the light crew or the mixed crew, I think they are unaware of how they show up in this world. I know there was a period of time I was unaware, and I know people don't want to hear it. They don't want to like it, but those are your problems, right? The thing was, I wasn't really aware of how I showed up, you know, within the community, because I looked at it in terms of black and white. Not the shades of blackness. Okay, why are my toes getting frozen out here? I'm going to have to cut this short soon. And then we got to do bedside Baptist. Well, actually, it's online Baptist. And it started like 8 minutes ago. So I got to wrap this up. There is a blind spot with many people who look like me, who are lighter than me. You know, I change shades depending on which season it is, right? If I go inside and I turn on a light, I look completely different. You know, I'd say that there is a blind spot. I think there are people who are unaware of how they show up, and they are unaware of how they're moving. But over time, you will become aware, because people in the United States will let you know. You will get reminded, or you will be educated on it. But there is a blind spot. I would also say, because there is a blind spot, sometimes there is a lack of understanding because they can't see it, right? So it kind of goes back to what I said earlier. Sometimes you may just think somebody's being a jerk, and sometimes that's literally what it is. Other times it really could be colorism. But because you have a lens and how you operate and how you show up in this world, it is going to be difficult for some people to see. And then what happens is, if everything is considered colorism, what happens is people are going to be like, okay, like, so what is this colorism now? So like I said, I've seen situations where I don't believe it was a colorism thing. It was kind of like, you're being a jerk thing. And so now people don't want to rock with you, right? And there's no amount of conversation that can change that. And then two, I think because you don't have the understanding, I think it's hard to advocate for the other side because there's a lack of understanding. So getting back to what I was talking about earlier, people don't necessarily even want to fight against anything, is because if you say something, it's going to be dismissed. If you say something, it's also going to be invalidated. And so there's never any common ground on anything. Anyway, I think that's pretty much it, what I want to say about that. I mean, of course, we can deep dive a lot further. I really wish to deep dive with other people, but for some reason, I have a hard time getting women to want to come on here. So I stopped asking women. And if I'm going to get women to come on here, I feel like you have to have a full representation. You cannot have just one side, whether it's dark or light. You cannot have just one side, because then it's not a conversation. I'm just saying. All right. I got to go inside and hallelujah. But I need to yell at my kids. So anyway, I'm curious to hear what you think about this. You know, a lot of people are going to get in their feelings, and I'm okay with it, right? Because that's how the dialogue starts. That's how we gain understanding. And I think there are going to be some things I'm going to agree upon or not agree upon. People are going to want to, you know, engage in something maybe malicious, whatever. You know, I got to let people be where they are. But I think that we have to have honest conversations about it, since apparently this colorism thing is just, it's just like, it's undergirding a lot of the content that's out there within Black YouTube, right? Down to like, they'll say it's a gender war, but this colorism thing is part of that gender war. You know, people are mad at the preferences. It's just like, let the men have the preferences then. The preferences are going to see exactly how things are. Now, granted, let me just say this. I made that comment because I am biased. I am a woman, and I'm always going to speak from a woman's point of view. So if you're expecting me to cape for men, I don't cape for men. Men should be caping for themselves and then cape for women. That's just how I see it. I don't cape for men. It doesn't mean I can't call out shenanigans, but oftentimes I like to make it clear. I am here in support of women. I am a whole Black woman. But getting back to this whole gender war thing, I do think that colorism is what's undergirding some of this, at least one of the things that's undergirding it. All right. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure you subscribe, because I'm amazing in every way and could do no wrong. My coffee is now cold and I need to go, hallelujah. Have a good one.